Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears, no matter how ugly you think they are. I am having a great day. Oh, man. The sun is shining. I can barely see my computer screen. This is a wonderful day. So, mainly, I was going to talk about Easter when I was creating the segment the other day. But then I realized holidays are happening every single day around the world, even in America. And I figured, why not have a segment that's solely on just holidays? I mean, I had a great Easter, and I'm sure you Americans that do celebrate Easter had a lot of fun too, searching for eggs, talking with the family, and playing games and whatnot. I got to do, I got to watch my, how do I call them again? I forgot. I got to watch my, is it second cousin once removed? No, I got to watch my second cousins. That's right, because it's first cousin once removed. Yeah. Okay, yeah. I got to watch my first cousins once removed do an Easter egg hunt at my sister's house, which was a lot of fun. And then afterwards, we all ate dinner, and then after that, I guess the kids decided to, like, goof around a little more. One of my aunts brought brought 24 eggs from a store where they're painted over like Easter eggs, but they're filled with confetti. And it seems like that, I don't know if that's an official Italian tradition to do it, but it seems like our family tradition kind of thing, because I kind of do remember that happening when I was little. It's been a long time since I've actually seen those confetti eggs. But after everyone else left, you know, my immediate family stayed. Ooh, did that just fall out of my hair? Yeah, I think I might still have some confetti in my hair. from those eggs, because I think I just saw a little bit pink fall from my head. And let's see, what else did we do? My immediate family that stayed when everyone else left, we all talked for a while, and then we played a game. If you actually follow me on my actual Facebook profile, you'll see like a bunch of pictures that I posted. Not just from Saturday night, but also from Sunday night. Saturday night, I went to a bar that I've never been to before, and I actually had a bunch of fun. I finally got to meet my cousin-in-law. Yeah, I finally got to meet my first cousin-in-law, and at least I haven't seen her in years, I should say, and she looks completely different from what I remember. She looks completely different from what I remember. My dad keeps saying it's the hair, but I know it's not. I know it's not just the hair, I mean. She's changed. But I couldn't be more proud, because she's a really rockin' independent woman. She's an awesome woman. I love Irish women. I love this woman. She's my Irish family. When I first met her, I decided to make shepherd's pie, and she never heard the name of it, but she had tasted the meal before, and she absolutely loved my cooking. So that's a good thing. Anyways, you are tuning in to talk, to listen to, wait, what? You are tuning in to listen to music that you can dance to, and also to hear me talk about all sorts of holidays. There is actually, I recall coming across a website, a Hallmark website, where it gave you like random holidays that would show you like day by day, kind of like a widget you could put on a website or something. I can't remember, but I haven't looked at that in a long time. But I found another website that can give you holidays that happen in America, and also different other holidays. Because one of the holidays that's happening today, I really recognized. So I looked it up, and it turns out it's not only a Polish American holiday, but it's also a Polish holiday that happens in Czech Republic, Slovakia, Ukraine. I think it's Ukraine, and in Hungary. Czech, Slovak, Hungary. I'm not really gonna say what traditionally happens, because I think it's kind of weird, and it's and maybe a little brutal. I don't really condone it, but apparently what happens in America with the Polish, with the Polish Americans, I mean, they do something else, which is basically celebrating it, you know. Let's see, what is it? With polka bands, a parade, consumption of Krupnik, which I think is a type of alcohol, and Polish food accompanying American patriotic songs sung in English. Partygoers dress up in the white and red colors of the Polish flag. And, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't say what the holiday was, though. The holiday is Dingus. I don't really know how it's pronounced. Dingus. I don't know. It may come from the German, the eggs that are owed. Jeez, that's a weird translation. All right. I guess that's something. But there's a whole bunch of other weird holidays that are happening today. As a matter of fact, today's holidays are Children's Picture Book Day, Dingus Day, Easter Monday, Eat an Eskimo Pie Day, National Black Forest Cake Day, which kind of inspires me, which kind of reminds me of a game that I actually have, a Nancy Drew game, in fact. Because Black Forest cake, I believe, is German, either German or Hungarian. Can't remember. Because I know, because the game that the place that the game takes place is, actually, it doesn't say, but I think it's Germany. Because I've read the book that it's based on. Today is also National Hot Tub Day. So if you have a hot tub, either in the back or inside your house, go ahead and take a dip. It's a nice day for it, actually. It's a really nice day for it. It's also National Something on a Stick Day. So if you have any food that is if you have any food that you can put a stick on, go ahead and do that and enjoy it. And let's see what else. Weed Appreciation Day, which I suppose is a good thing. I don't know if weed is the same thing as cannabis. Let me look it up. Yeah, I think it is. Oh, no, cannabis is marijuana. Wait, then what is weed? Weed is marijuana. Okay, that's just weird. Okay, whatever. I think there's also a city called Weed. Let me see what the Weed Appreciation Day really is about. God freaking, come on. Let me search Google, please. Okay, so... Yeah, I think I'm right. Yep, Weed Appreciation Day, 10 interesting facts about plants that aren't marijuana. Oh, But before you light up, read on. Read Appreciation Day is exactly what it sounds like, a holiday for appreciating weeds, not marijuana. Okay, wow. Apparently that observance is still a month away. Okay, marijuana Appreciation Day must be in April. Weird. Weed Appreciation Day has an unclear origin story. That's interesting. But it's honestly not about pot, so your best options for celebrating are gardening and learning. Awesome! That's so cool. That is so cool. That is awesome. Oh, man. I am so excited about that. And there's one more holiday for today, and that is White House Easter Egg Roll. And I am actually familiar with this because it is brought up in National Treasure 2. If you're not familiar with that movie, I am kind of disappointed in you. This year is the 138th annual White House Easter Egg Roll. Wow, this has been going on for 138 years. That's incredible. That's incredible. Who invented it then? What the heck? How did this start? That is awesome. Oh, man. That's awesome. But before I start the music, I think I'm just going to do like one whole thing of music playing because this is a lot of fun. I love talking about different things. You can actually look up – I'm going to be giving you guys this website probably with every two songs that I think I might do that actually. But the website you can check out is checkiday.com, and you can look up any date. In any year, I believe. Let me check if I'm accurate on that. I think so. Oh, yesterday was World Theater Day. I should have done something. Tomorrow's holidays. Oh my gosh, this is so exciting. Okay. Are you kidding me? Ooh. I better look them up and that. Oh, wow. That's a shocker. Okay, sorry. Let me pull up my music because I know what I'm playing. I'm blinded by my son. Okay, so first two songs are Todd Rundgren and the Dixie Chicks. Ow! And remember, I want you to have those water bottles out and your tennis shoes on. I don't want you dehydrated, but I do want you to have fun. So dance, 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 dance your heart away.
Leroy, boy, is that you? I thought your post-hanging days were through. Sunken eyes and full of sighs. Tell no lies. I'll tell you now, we're gonna pull you through. There's only one thing.
We Gotta Get You a Woman by Todd Rundgren and Some Days You Gotta Dance by Dixie Chicks. Ow! All right, I love those songs. Well, I mean, really, I love Dixie Chicks. Probably should be listening to more of their music, too. All right, so if you're just now tuning in, welcome to Sweet Rascally Rabbit's Showtime? Radio Time. Booyah. If you tuned in because of the website, that is awesome. The website is checkiday.com. You can go there and see what awesome, crazy holidays there are in America that are combined with other holidays, really. So I'm going to list out those holidays once more because I'm sure you're just now tuning in. If not, I love you. Thank you for sticking with the show. So, today, there are actually a lot of holidays. Let me count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 holidays. Yikes. Okay. So I'm going to list those holidays off once more. That is Children's Picture Book Day. That's Polish-American. Easter Monday. Eden Eskimo Pie Day. National Black Forest Cake Day. And I think that might be either German or Hungarian. National Hot Tub Day. Was actually a pretty good idea right about now because it's pretty nice out. National Something on a Stick Day. So just pull out a stick and put some food on it, and yummy. Weed Appreciation Day, which is a gardening appreciation kind of thing, not the actual marijuana. I already checked that out. And last but not least, White House Easter Egg Roll. Now, I've actually learned about that from watching National Treasure 2. And, man, that is actually a pretty good holiday. I suggest you check that out. I am actually going to go ahead and play... wait a second. Let me see how long these next two songs are. Ooh, yikes. Yeah. All right, so I'm just going to play this one song next and then bid you all adieu because this is pretty much it. So next song is Rockapella. If you're not familiar with them, that's a bummer for you because these are awesome a cappella people. You should check them out, Rockapella. And you might not actually be familiar with this song, but I am because I used to watch the game show and not just play the board game or even just whatever game it is because, seriously, this is awesome. Again, Rockapella. Dance, people, dance.
One, two, three.
Well, she sings about the world. Yes, she's got a lot of ideas. They keep things up till she's from Berlin down to Greece. Thank you for a ride. No fuss to China. Now, where in the world is
from San Diego?
Because I believe I'm short on time already. So I hope you all had a great time, and I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. As I always say, I love you, everyone. You have a great whatever. So I'm going to bid you all adieu with an unknown song with an unknown male singer, but the female singer happens to be one of my sisters, Anna Wilkerson. So you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit saying goodbye.
Not in service at this time, and there is no new number. Please be sure you have checked the telephone directory for the right number, and you are dialing correctly. End the recording.
on the road because my hand is sickin'. I pray to God down the highway that he intervenes. And by the time that I find you, he didn't care a thing. It's alright, he's okay through the storm, through the rain. Hold on tight to your face, don't let go, I'm on the way.